From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Yeah, welcome back, Wisconsin. It is the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today. We'll get to some Brewers baseball conversation coming up in a little while. And those of you in the northern part of the state, I've been in my full-time job handling a post-game for some Brewers baseball conversation for now heading into 16 years of that. And I am very grateful for that, especially these times that one gig, one radio gig, it's like a veteran that plays for one team for 12 or 13 or 14 years. It's sort of unheard of these days. So we'll get into some Brewers conversation since Green Bay's off, but still Packers conversation top of mind here as we hit the Schneider Orange Hotline and welcome in former Packers linebacker A.J. Hawk, McAfee and Hawk. You've listened to the podcast. You hear him on Sirius XM. A.J., thanks for the time, my friend.
Hey, no problem. Good to be with you.
All right, so I'm trying to decide. I'm headed to Vegas here in about a month, and I'm trying to decide whether I actually take a loan out and invest money in the Green Bay Packers winning the Super Bowl. We talk about confidence levels compared to last year, where it was, as some would put it, winning ugly. This year, much, much different. Where is the confidence level from the not only the former Packers side of things, but the national perspective on the Packers' Super Bowl run here?
Well, I would think on the national perspective, people are looking at what Aaron has been able to do this year and the rest of the team, especially the defense playing well. So many different weapons on offense and the offensive line, like they're the total package. Like they seem like a very complete team right now with no weaknesses. And I think everyone is scared to death to play the Packers in the playoffs. Like that's the team you want to avoid if you possibly can and play them at the last possible minute. So, and I know just myself from watching them and seeing everything they're doing. I mean, you just watch how Aaron's kind of conducted himself. He seems so comfortable. He seems like he's having so much fun. It almost looks easy out there. And I think anybody knows playing quarterback in the NFL, I've said before, is the hardest position in all of pro sports. So what he's able to do is truly special.
No, I agree with you. And I call it maybe a loose form of it. He just doesn't seem tight this year. One of the things that I wanted to get your perspective on is he seems to be a little fixated on getting that conference title game in Green Bay. And he understands the importance of that. You know, just the demeanor that he's had, and I've heard him say this countless, and you talk to him all the time, countless times to get that game into Green Bay. It just seems like he not only is fixated on that, but he will perform and take advantage of it as the clock is ticking for him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, he loves everything about Green Bay, and I know he's definitely disappointed that the fans aren't in Lambeau like they usually would be. But it's still special to have the playoffs there and, you know, make it run through Lambeau. He knows, like, that's pretty intimidating for the rest of the NFC to think about. And, you know, like, it doesn't matter where you're playing. Like, I think when you start talking about, like, other teams and you start saying, oh, well, is their quarterback all right to come play in the cold? Or are they, like, a dome team, a turf team? What is it? When you look at the Packers, and they can win anywhere. Like, it doesn't matter. They're not a cold-weather team. They're not a warm-weather team. Like, wherever you play, like, they're going to be fine. Like, they have the skill set and they can – they can find a way. And I think that's another thing that just makes them even more scary.
You've talked to him many times. You were a teammate of his for many years. We only see what the media provides to us most times. On a just a personal level, he seems so stoic right now. I mean, when you hear him talk, does that dude ever cut loose at all? I mean, behind the scenes, does he ever just go crazy? I mean, we see him do a little dance here and there when he gets into the end zone, but on a personal note, behind the scenes, does he ever just cut loose?
Yeah, I mean, he's always relaxed. He's always enjoying himself and having a good time, but, you know, he's one of those deep thinkers, so he's always sitting back and observing everything. And so I wouldn't say he raises his voice very often, but he loves, he loves having a good time, and he loves a good argument with anybody if they're willing to get into it, I'm sure. I know John Kuhn is back there doing a lot of work with the team, too. He and John Kuhn, anytime they ever were in the same room together, they loved to go back and forth and have these awesome debates. It was a fun thing to watch if you could ever film one of those situations. But he does, yeah, I think Aaron's always having a good time. When you watch him on the field, he's definitely having a great time. He doesn't seem like he can be shook. Like it really is. You can't put like a stat on it, but to be an opposing defender and be playing the Packers, like already going into the game, they're already thinking like, all right, let's just not let Aaron carve us up like he does everybody else. But in the back of their mind, they're thinking, all right, I don't know how we're going to do that. Whatever we throw at him, we need to find a way. And I think they have a big mental edge because of all the work Aaron has done and how he always seems to be 5-6 steps ahead of the defense.
Yeah, I think I learned a lot some years ago when Anthony Barr took him down, and Aaron was he was jawing right back to him. I mean, there was an issue right there, and I think that opened my eyes. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks wouldn't do that. They'd lick their wounds and head off to the locker room behind the curtain, but it's just the competitive spirit of you guys. A.J. Hawk joins us here on the Bill Michaels Show. A.J., you went through the transition of the Favre to Rodgers, and I just wanted to get the player's perspective here on what may happen and what may occur here soon. And I don't know when that's going to be. I don't know if anyone knows if it's going to be next year or 2 years or four, whatever. What's going to happen then when they do ultimately make that transition to Love?
I don't know. Honestly, it's going to be very weird to think of. Like I said, like you mentioned, I was on the team through the transition from Favre to Aaron. And my first 2 years there, Brett was the starter, and then we moved on to Aaron. So it was definitely a weird situation, very unique. Aaron handled it perfectly throughout the whole thing. And we kind of let him down his first year starting. We went 6-10. Our defense didn't really hold up. But I think, honestly, it's hard to even think about what it's going to be like without Aaron in Green Bay. It really is. And especially since he should win the MVP this year, like he's playing at such a high level. But, you know, yeah, eventually he's not going to be there anymore. And if you thought like Aaron had big shoes to step into coming from Favre, which he absolutely did, like think about it now. If you're thinking, all right, well, they had Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, and now who's going to be the next first ballot Hall of Famer, possibly greatest of all time quarterback to step in and make plays? Like that's a lot of pressure on Jordan Love, and I hope he's up for it. I know everything you hear. He seems like an awesome guy and can be that guy, but I guess the question is, when is that?
Yeah, and really when you go back to three deep in you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks and franchise guys, there aren't many teams, if really any at all, that can go star Favre Rodgers, and then Love's got to – you know, step up, because you guys are rock stars. Even you, I mean, I work with Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson. You've talked to those guys a million times. And, you even as a former player, you come back to the state of Wisconsin, go to a Packer game, AJ. I mean, you guys are looked up to like that. But, man, the heritage at the quarterback position in Green Bay, it's just amazing. I don't know how they did it.
Well, yeah, it's so difficult too, is when you're, especially if you're drafting somebody out of college. Like people say, of course, Trevor Lawrence is most likely the number one overall pick, and he seems to have every single possible thing you could want in a franchise quarterback. But there's no guarantee it's going to work out. Like everything around you has to be in place. Like the timing has to be right, and you got to stay healthy. Like there's so many things. So yeah, to hit on those that many quarterbacks, like you said, that Green Bay has had, it's amazing, and it's not easy to do.
Todd Marinovich, Ryan Leaf. There's been some disasters, no question. Okay, so final thing for you. As the super wild card weekend is upon us, I really like what the NFL has done to adjust to everything. I congratulate the NFL from top to bottom for getting through 17 weeks through this pandemic. And, in fact, some fans are in the stands here for sure, but as you embark on the journey here over Wild Card Weekend and then get an opponent for Green Bay, is there any one team in the NFC, as you see it, that would be the most challenging for Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers?
Man, yeah, I mean, there's definitely plenty of teams that could test them in there. I think it's likely that they end up playing Tampa Bay after their bye. Tampa Bay is a team that anytime Tom Brady is playing well, which they seem to have kind of put some things together towards the end of the season, and their defense can play too, that's a team you want to worry about. The Saints, yeah, of course. That's why I think the home field was so big. You know, the Saints are usually much more explosive when they're playing inside the dome. I know just from facing them, getting beat multiple times in the dome, it's not easy to beat them. But I like the Seahawks too. Like, I know they've been up and down throughout the season, and the defense hasn't played great. But I mean, they're still 12-4, and we know that they have some magic in them. And you know, when Russell Wilson's a quarterback, it's scary. And Russell's a guy too that he can play in any kind of weather conditions too, it seems like. So there's teams all over you got to be worried about. But I think all of those teams, believe me, they are much more worried about Green Bay than Green Bay is worried about them.
Yeah, I seem to remember a Brady and the Patriots coming into Lambeau, and I for the love of me, I can't remember what year it was, but I still remember Brady on a final drive trying to either go in, tie it, or take the lead or whatever, and a fourth down was held in check, and he was just fuming. I don't remember when that was, but I think a lot of people would like to see that same look on Brady's face if that matchup occurs.
I think so. That's what every Packers fan would love to see, an opposing quarterback with the frustration they have trying to win the game they know they can't. But, yeah, that's what those elite guys are, man. Like, those the elite quarterbacks in the NFL, especially like the top-tier ones, they are competitive as it comes, and they want to win every single snap that they're in.
So what's it like, real quick, working with McAfee? That's got to be crazy.
It's great. Yeah, Pat's awesome. He's exactly like anyone sees him, like whether on YouTube or on ESPN or listening to him radio, whatever. Like, he is – that's him 24 hours a day. He is always moving, always got something going on, and his brain operates at a very high speed. He's always thinking. He's always on to his next thing. So it's very fun to work with him because our personalities are not exactly similar. So I think that's what we go back and forth with.
No, you bring a little sanity to that place. You keep them on the rails a little bit. AJ Hawk, I appreciate the conversation. Good luck, and we'll talk again.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, there he is, AJ Hawk, on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider, they're hiring right now. 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Again, that's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
It's probably something we shouldn't belabor the point on, and that is the transition from Rodgers to Love. But he went through that transition from Favre to Rodgers. I had to ask him that. We'll continue coming up, as I've been promising, some Brewers baseball conversations. Still a lot to get to here. Tim Allen, Joe Zenzola, Evan Heffelfinger is here. A Thursday edition of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Yeah, welcome back. It is the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen, Joe Zenzola is here, and we're going to be back with you tomorrow as well. I'm just being informed here, and you know, whatever. Push me around. It's better than sitting around getting fat, as I told Bill the other day on the air, because I find myself doing that in the off season more and more these days. I think that's a Wisconsin thing. That's what I think. Again, at the risk of this karma coming back or jinxing this football team, I am as confident in an NFL pick as really I've ever been. I mean, a lot of people will go back to four straight Super Bowl appearances by the Buffalo Bills. I mean, think about that. Who was betting on the Buffalo Bills after like the second consecutive loss, and then they make it the third straight year? I guess a certain philosophy, a wagering philosophy, would say, hey, they're bound to win one of these things. They never did. I mean, four consecutive Super Bowl losses. In this case, Joe, I am looking at a level in which I don't even look at the opponent yet. I don't even look at not only the playoff situation, but I don't even look at who would they face in the Super Bowl in the AFC. Is it the Baltimore Ravens? Everyone is pointing to the Kansas City Chiefs, and there's the favorite. Hey, the Chiefs can be beaten. They certainly can, and their numbers are down a little bit as opposed to last year. They don't seem to have sort of that, you know, ride, that carpet ride feel that they were on last year. I chose the Baltimore Ravens at the beginning of this year to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. I thought they would take the next step. Now, they are improved throughout the year. They got to hit the road and head to Tennessee over the weekend. And those of you that want, you know, a wagering kind of feel to it, I see that game being a high-flying, high-shootout type game. But in regards to the Packers, I'm not even looking at the opponent. Even if it is the Chiefs, I would love to see that matchup too, by the way. Just for aesthetic purposes, it's just two sort of iconic logos going at it. I'm just trying to figure out how much I would invest in that promise, in that wager. Now, everything's relative to what you make, and do you have a little fun money laying around, and do you have this and that? But should I be that confident in the Packers to take it off the sheet here? Three games for Aaron Rodgers when he knew, and he knows, as I discussed with A.J. Hawk, the importance of that home field, getting it through Green Bay. Number one, the clock ticking on his career. Joe, we've talked about, and I'm not saying he's going somewhere anytime soon. That's not what I'm saying. But you hear him comment more and more, Aaron Rodgers, about how difficult it is to get into those situations and then to excel. But just merely to get into them, it seems to me he knows and puts more emphasis on that than any other quarterback I've heard. And I've heard a lot of quarterbacks over the years. He seems to be hyper-focused in on this has to be in Green Bay and how difficult it is to win a Super Bowl. That gives me the confidence to go ahead and just push all the chips in. I don't care what the spread is. I don't care who the opponent is. At some point, I know it's nervous time. Every game, Packer fans get a little nervous. It's that little feeling that you get, that little tingle in your stomach, right? But don't try and bypass that. It is an NFL game, and anybody can beat anybody on any given day. But at some point, you do have to sign in. And at some point, you're going to say, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. I should have felt it. And you did feel it, and you do feel it now. Stay ahead of the game. You've got two home games. You've got Aaron Rodgers putting that emphasis on getting back to that title game and making sure it's in Green Bay. You've got Aaron Rodgers expanding his comments on how difficult it is to win a Super Bowl. You have an aging Aaron Rodgers, and you have a Rodgers that's playing you heard A.J. Hawk talk about it. I called it loose. He just the flow of the game, just natural flow. How much are you willing to go, Joe? I know what you make for a living. Pretty much ballpark figure. a big bet for you. I'm just gonna throw this out there. A big bet for you I'm gonna say you could liquidate and you know probably survive without it if things went $500.
What are my odds? Do I have odds?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Forget about that. Forget about the spread. Forget about just Packers to win it all. They were going to win three straight and win it all. And hell, they may be even the underdog if they would face the Chiefs. It's quite possible.
Sure. I won't go $500.
You're not that confident?
I'll just give you an amount. I'll put $100 down.
$100.
$100.
You waste $100 going out for dinner in a week.
Yeah, and I'm willing to lose that. I think, and again, I think this question, I would love to just pose this to Packer fans listening right now, because we as Packer fans are used to these letdowns. For the last decade, we've been going through this nonsense, and
don't
we've had
buy into it.
But that's the thing. Like, I don't think Packer fans want to get too cocky about what they're seeing right now. Like, they just don't want to do it because it's like they're setting themselves up for that next letdown. They're going to get all their hopes up because even with this Packers team, something really stupid could happen and they could lose in the playoffs. And I don't think, I'm having a hard time thinking that there is a Packer fan that's willing to call into this show right now and say, Tim, Joe, I'd put $5,000 on the Packers.
There probably is someone that's going to do that or has done that once they recognize the run that they're on. That's the thing. 855-830-8648, by the way, if you want to jump in here. 855-830-8648. At some point, you will look back and you will say, man, I knew it. Why didn't I? I knew it. You guys have an inside scoop here. Let me read this. AP Pro 32 poll. After week 17, number one, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number two, Green Bay Packers. Number two. If you're going to bet on someone and be confident, might be the number two. You know what I mean? They're up there. Buffalo Bills at three. The Saints right there at four. You want to talk about letdowns? You talk about the Saints. What do you think Saints fans are feeling? They lose at home in the first round almost every year.
Yeah.
Seattle's at five. Seattle's not the team the Green Bay Packers are right now. They're not. Now, if there is a concern playing Seattle, for me, it's Russell Wilson. He'll find a way to keep that team in the game. But at the end of the day, Packers win that game. Pittsburgh at six. The Ravens at number seven. There might be a good bet in the AFC. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, final poll, come in at eight. Tennessee Titans at number nine, rounding out the top ten, the Indianapolis Colts. Now, other teams that are in the mix here, Rams are in at 11. That would be a defense that would be concerning. They do have a great pass defense. I mean, one of the best, if not the best, in football, in pass defense. There's a challenge right there, at least that side of the ball. The Cleveland Browns are at number 12.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins at 13, 14. The Bears, they're in the playoffs. They come in at number 14. 15 is Arizona, out. 16, the Washington football team, they're in at 7-9. So there gives you the field of teams that are in the mix here in the postseason. But confidence level for this Green Bay Packer team should be sky high. It's one of the best teams that has been in Green Bay in quite a few years. The record indicates it. The analytics indicate it. The eye test definitely indicates it. The weaponry indicates it. I guess the only thing would be the other wideout. In Lazard and MVS, EQ caught a touchdown a couple of weeks ago. I don't see why you wouldn't go out on a limb this year of any year. Last year, I get it. This year, uh-uh. One of the most powerful teams in the NFL. That's just what it comes down to. So $100. And that, hey, to some people, that's a lot of money. Joe, I understand. Evan Heffelfinger, I know what you make for a living. How much in money confidence are you with this Packer team this year?
Well, you know how much money I make.
I just said that, yes.
An astronomical amount of money.
More than me, I can confirm.
Definitely. I made sure when I got put on this show to make more than Joe. You know how they say you gamble in units, like that's your standard price for putting down a bet?
Sure.
Mine is usually about $10.
$10, okay.
Because
can
I just
go
I,
out on a limb and go 50 for me?
Get yourself a
I'm
sandwich
trying to make
with
you
$10.
Some money. Yeah, I'm trying to make you some money.
That's the thing is, the Packers recently, they have shown me that it could be worth putting down $50, especially... I mean, maybe even $100 if I'm feeling absolutely crazy. I get, okay. What is it, like 4-1 odds right now in Vegas?
Yes, 4.5. at some places.
That's I mean, that's a new PlayStation 5.
And that's no spread to cover. That's no spread to cover in any of these games. Just win the game.
Right.
Win the game, divisional round, win the game, conference title game, and win the game in the Super Bowl, which, you know, I guess they stand a chance to be a couple of point underdog if they face the Chiefs, I would think.
See, I'm a big fan of emotional hedging, though. So I don't know if I want to put money and my loyalty and faith on the Packers. You know what I mean? Because if I'm already going to have the Packers lose the Super Bowl, do I want to lose that money with it?
Okay, so you would bet then the Chiefs, because either way, then you'd be happy. Either your Packers win, and forget about the money, your Packers win.
Well, it's like,
but if they happen to lose, then you make money.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's when the Patriots and the Rams were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. I put money on the Patriots in, I think, like week 14 or 15 to win the Super Bowl. Because I was like, they're on a run. They're going to win the Super Bowl. If they're going to win and it's going to piss me off, I might as well make some money off of it. And I did.
There you go. There
so
you go. Yep.
That kind of
all
thing
right, so
makes sense.
We're going to work you up. Let's meet in the middle. Let's go $65. Let's go $65. I want you to invest $65 for the Packers to win the Super Bowl, and then you'll thank me at the end of it. 855-830-8648. In terms of money confidence, where are you at here? Because sometimes that's really when the rubber hits the road here. We'll take a break, get to you guys and some Brewers conversation. Speaking of money, how much money are they going to spend, and how will that offend you or not? We'll have that for you coming up right now. Hyundai, and words from Joe Zenzola.
Well, and I'll tell you this, when it comes to money, I can actually save you some money. So if the green and gold end up winning this thing and you won on your bet, you could put that towards a new car and you could still save some money with some nice deals at Hyundai West Dallas, and that is what they're doing. It's a new year and the deals are still rolling on. Hyundai West Dallas, they had a record-setting year in 2020 and they're looking to come out of the gates on fire. They have a huge inventory of new 2020 and 2021 Hyundais in stock, and to continue the momentum, they have decided to continue with the $500 savings for you. So if you just mention my name, Joe Zenzola or Radio Joe, it doesn't matter, you will receive an extra $500 off any new vehicle in stock. Plus, as long as the green and gold are still playing, you mention the team and me and receive an extra $750 off. Hyundai West Dallas will also beat any other Wisconsin dealer's pricing. So not only will you receive their award-winning customer service, their amazing response to COVID-19, you will also get the best pricing in town. Hyundai West Dallas is located just off of Highway 100 between Lincoln and National Avenues. Visit them in person or go to their website, HyundaiWestDallas.com. And make sure when you go there, just mention my name and your favorite team from Green Bay. We will have more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
And welcome back, Wisconsin. It is the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Thanks for listening. Tim Allen in for Bill today. We oftentimes say, where's your confidence level? But really, I mean, those are words. Now we put a money attachment to it, monetary confidence level. I've got a pretty big one. Oh, there's a drop. There we go. Mark that tape. I've got a pretty big amount of money I'm willing to invest here in Green Bay winning the Super Bowl. And really, sometimes you have to take a step back away from the vehicle, factory reset, and say, just big view. You've seen them play 16 games. Guys, I mean, you know more than the average citizen. You know more. You've seen every play. You've broken down every play. You've seen the highlights. You've seen the news reports, the sports reports. You've listened to the shows. You've listened to this show here, breaking down, and the all 22 video view from up top. And you guys know more. I think that's a little bit of an advantage. At least for me, it is. 855-830-8648 to Nakusa. We say hello to Chris. He felt the need to call the show today. Chris, where's Nakusa?
It's about an hour west, northwest of Madison.
Okay, I've heard of it. So, hour northwest of Madison. So, up near...
Wisconsin Rapids, that area.
Gotcha. Right. That's what I was, okay.
The middle of the state, yeah.
All right, very good. So where's your monetary confidence level?
Well, my monetary confidence level, I guess I would put it a little bit more than your peers there. I can spend more than $10, but I'd probably put it at about $100, and I'll give you a few reasons why. I guess I still have concerns on the defensive side of the football. One side in particular, I have my worries on Tevin King. Like last week specifically, I had my worries when the game is 21-16, it's 4th-and-1. I have no clue in my mind why the Bears and Trubisky is throwing the ball out to the flat instead of going again at Kevin King. Mm-hmm. When he's been eating him up play after play, and I think if he continues to go at Kevin King, they go down and take the lead. And then my other concern is that I'm concerned that if we run into a team, say, and we have issues, say, like the Tampa Bay game, are we going to be able to make adjustments? Because I'm concerned that in the past with games where we've ran into that over the last couple seasons, we haven't been able to make adjustments when we've gotten down in games, and they've basically turned into blowouts the other way. And that's why I can't put a huge amount of monetary funds into, you know, but I do see a Super Bowl run. It's just I'm concerned about whether or not we're going to be able to finish the deal.
Points well taken. What kind of car you drive?
A Kia Optima.
You can afford. Hey, now come on. Now you. I want you to go up to 300. Just
okay.
Send it out there. If you're in the neighborhood here, just triple it up, and play the money line, and you'll get. If they're the dog, you're gonna come back with 300 outbound, 700 coming back. So you plus 400. All right.
Okay, that sounds
all right.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know if this is legal. Chris, thanks for listening. I don't know if this is legal, being a bookie on the air.
Buy or sell?
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. Dan, down south of us in Racine. Dan, you're on the Bill Michaels Show.
Jim, man, how's it going, man?
What's going on?
With my Brewer baseball. You know, you're Bob Uecker's replacement, man. I told you this. Yeah. So anyways, let's get back on track here.
Well, first, what kind of car are you driving? That'll give me a ballpark figure here.
I got a 2015 Subaru Legacy. I love this car, and
okay.
It's got 133,000 on it. So I'm one of those guys, ride it till the brakes fall off, or the wheels, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a $25 guy. Now, if you would have caught me a couple of years ago before the Seattle debacle, before the Atlanta game, I mean, there's just so many $1,000 games that I've probably contributed to that I said, what? And, you know, WTF.
Okay. But this is different, though, Dan. This isn't Seattle, San Francisco, or Atlanta. This is Green Bay now.
No, but I realize that. But you know what we have, Tim? You know what we have? We have Tom Brady in the NFC. We have Tom Brady. And as much as I can't stand the guy's a genius. Probably, he is the best quarterback in ever.
I agree with you.
With that being said, you are not going to play Tampa Bay and do what they did to Chicago and expect to win. Even though they scored on that first play of the game, their special teams is the worst out of the playoffs, out of any team in this whole. And that is going to be costly. That has costed us the Seattle game, and they did not learn from that.
One of the things, Dan, and I'll let you respond to this. One of the things that I've noticed this year, and this I guess would be a slight concern, would be I think teams have adjusted to LaFleur in the second half. In other words, you get way up against Indy, and then it stalls out, and then there's a game. You get way up against the Detroit Lions, and then the other team adjusts, and then it stalls the offense. So, and there's been other cases, too. That would be my slight concern in the Super Bowl if someone adjusts at halftime and just shuts that offense down a little bit.
Hey, Tim, the other thing is that nobody's really talking about out of Tampa And you know what? We can throw that whole fallacy of cold weather and all of that out the window. I don't know why people on this show, not you specifically, but there's other ones that could say the deal that still say, oh, we're going to get them in the cold. You know what? Nonsense. Something Vic proved us that doesn't work. Who are we kidding? So now you got Brady, who definitely is going to be there. We don't have an answer for Fortnite. Is it Fortnite?
Fournette.
School does. Yeah. Fournette. And that was without that guy, who's like a 12,000 a year rusher. I mean, they got a dynamic team. I just don't see us getting past them. I hope we do. Don't get me wrong. I'm just not a homer anymore. I've seen this happen many times.
Dan, I appreciate the comments. I really do, and I look forward to talking Brewers baseball with you for sure. All right. 855-830-8648. So we get $25. We get $100. We get another 100 from you, Joe. We get, what did we get with Evan?
60, was it 65? Did he get to 65? Not 70, 65.
60, I'll 65. Do 75 then.
75?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. 75 it is.
Buy or sell?
I'm a little bit higher than that. Well, there's another mark the tape. So you got two there. That's funny stuff for those keep
already noted down, by the way.
Yeah, I bet it was. All right, we'll continue the conversation. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com in the next hour, and more Packers conversation. Tim in for Bill today, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
16 stations strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
Packers defensive coordinator Mike Pettine has been reviewing the game film of the past month. Safety Adrian Amos has become a leading tackler after being moved up in Raven Green's spot, and he got a key pick to end the Bears game Sunday night. Darnell Savage has four picks in the past couple of weeks. Pettine talked about their progress.
You know, first and foremost, it's those guys just getting a lot of repetitions together, not having an off season and a training camp. A lot of those where you don't get that many live reps, and the safety position is so important that there needs to be great communication between the two of them.
And former Packers safety Leroy Butler is a finalist again for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We spoke to his former head coach, Mike Holmgren.
Oh, I'd say absolutely he should go in, you know, because he was a football player and played safety, but could play free safety, could play up nearly in the box. Good tackler, yet good ball skills, good speed. He was everything you wanted there. And fortunately, I inherited him. I came in and he was there. So that helped me a lot, too.
That's Mike Holmgren. In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens.
Coming up in just a little while, we're going to hear from former Packers head coach Mike Holmgren. And he talked about Leroy Butler and among other topics. Welcome back. It's the Bill Michaels Show Thursday edition. Tim Allen, Joe Zenzola. There is Evan Heffelfinger. Mm-hmm. You wonder if that's his name. It is. And we were talking about your money, your monetary confidence level of the Green Bay Packers taking this thing off the sheet. It's three games, and in my estimation, Aaron Rodgers believes it's the three most important games of his career. Even though he's won a Super Bowl, just everything he says talks about getting back into this situation. And they're back into that situation. There is other financial news. Let's hit the Situation Room and go to Evan Heffelfinger. No, I'm kidding. Stocks are up. Joe, the Brewers made a move, and we'll get into a little Brewers money conversation as well. The Brewers did make a move, and they signed a player today. Now, it's been a very sort of quiet offseason, and that's not unlike a lot of teams around Major League Baseball, because the financial hit that they took, it shows you a couple of things. It shows you how dependent the game itself is on fans. And we always talk about America's pastime. And it certainly is. Because it's that sort of rite of spring and summer. It's sort of that, you know, euchre on the radio sort of thing, out in the driveway and you're doing yard work and you're shooting hoops, or you're on the back deck on a beautiful late June night and, you know, having a few beers, and it's a Brewers Reds matchup, and so it really is America's pastime, but it also the financial hardship that particular business took shows here because of no fans in those stands. You think about, I mean, just 33,000 on average times 81 just in the city of Milwaukee. I mean, that it's just an endless stream of revenue. They didn't have that. I wonder if they scale everything back, if that's going to offend Brewers fans. I just wonder about that. Brewers did make a move. I'll get to that after the break. Talk more about the finances and whether or not, come April 1st and the season fires up, if you are going to be offended if that payroll is cut by more than half and that team doesn't have all these free agents you wanted. Moustakas and Grandal. There's no names like that. Want to get your spin on that after the break here. It's a Thursday edition, talking some football and some baseball here. Bill Michaels Show today.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.